Not on our own, but only with God's help can we be directed away from temptation. Now, how do we receive that help? Do I need to do jumping jacks this morning? We'd have the folks on the radio call and complain because they couldn't see me doing jumping jacks if he made me do that. Heat getting to you? Huh? How do we receive? How do we receive this help? You ask. What's another way we can receive other than prayer? Who are you with right now? Having others pray for us. Yes. What's another way we can receive this help? Again, who are you with right now? Church family, yeah, the fellowship. That's why Christianity is a communal fellowship. It is to help each of us stand up because we're stronger together than we are apart. So, what is prayer? You see, in today's gospel, the disciples asked Jesus how to pray. This may irritate some of you, and I want to ask for forgiveness ahead of time, but I honestly doubt that Jesus taught his disciples how to pray so that we would have a prayer every Sunday in worship. I doubt that even crossed Jesus' mind. Jesus gives his disciples and us a formula for a prayer. But essentially, Jesus lets us in on God's personality as a nurturing, loving parent. Father, a nurturing, loving parent, someone who is closer than we can imagine. Someone that knows us better than we know ourselves. He says simply that communicating with God is like an ideal family conversation where you express yourself unselfconsciously with the confidence that you will be heard and understood. Now, I ask you, when is the last time that you've had a conversation and you felt that way? Even my bestest of friends, I have this analyzation going on in the back of my head going, I wonder how he's going to hear this. When is the last time you've been able to sit down and unselfconsciously open yourself up to God? That's what this prayer is about. It is this life of prayer, this communion with God that enables us to live out the consequences of our baptismal freedom without regard for the opinions of our culture. Prayer, then, is not a means of getting something. It is a way of being in what with God? In relationship with God. And Christians ignore it at their own loss since Jesus describes his Father in terms that is closer than touching. Prayer is communication and communion with God. Prayer is communication with God. It's like breathing. For the soul. Let us pray. Dear God, we celebrate all the wonderful gifts that you have given us. From the breath in our lungs, to the clothes on our back, to the food that we eat, to the homes that we live in, to the street that we live on, to the car that we drive, to the friends that we have, to our children that we're given. Nothing, Lord, that we consider ours truly is ours. It was all given by you, God. And we give you thanks and praise this day. And as we leave this place, may our prayer life be strengthened. May those of us who may have felt that we could not pray start having conversations with you, God. And my prayer is, in Jesus' name, that you would bless that, Lord. That you would infuse their lives with your Spirit. that you would open their eyes and their ears to your wonders in this world. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.